Let's do it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rowan, and a crew coming to you live. We're going to talk about building too. We got to do what we got to do. Get our thing right. Let's get started. It's Empowerment Hour right now. Let's go. Oh, yeah. You know, there is no better love than for self and kind. No better love. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's African-American empowerment. We need it. That's why I'm here. And that's why the listeners are here. And that's why you are here. And so all I'm saying is sit back. We got an hour, right, to have a conversation, right? And this is the people show. It's not my show. I just host it, right? But again, it's your input, your feedback. Nobody's right. Nobody's wrong. We can have differences in opinion, but it's about African-American empowerment. At the end of the day, it's about our individuals, ourselves, our families, and our communities. And if we could get that to get to unity, we got it, because there is no better love than for self and kind. It's no better love than for us and ourselves, for ourselves, with ourselves, and by ourselves. We got to do it. We're the only ones that can. And the more that we can continue to work together, to work with each other, to find that place, that sweet spot, as they say, things can only get better for us, but we have to do it. So let's get down to my favorite part, and that's the tenets of the NAAEA, right? It's all about politics. You got to have a political agenda at the end of the day, right, that speaks to what you need in this country. Okay, so we have to understand the systemic structures at work and then navigate them, right? And again, I have to go back and say, all right, y'all are free. Go ahead. But if you don't teach you the rules of engagement, you cannot be successful in this country. If we're going to be here for the next 30 seconds, you better know how to engage the society, how to engage the systems within the society. That's how we can readily function and readily navigate those things that we face in our communities and in our environments. We have to prepare ourselves for that. We have to prepare our children. We have to prepare our communities to advance. How do we do that? Again, a political agenda. You have to have an economic agenda in the land of milk and honey. You got to have some money. You do. You just do, right? You cannot function well and give your children what they need impoverished. I'm sorry, you can't. You can't. And you shouldn't want to. Right? But you have to be able to develop the infrastructure and put them in place for you to be able to push your kids forward. It's called generational wealth. You got to be able to give them the tools necessary that they can subsist and survive. I call it thrival and survival. We got to thrive and survive in this culture. Now, when it's time for us to leave, if you willing to choose to leave, guess what? Even if you go somewhere else, you better have something to offer. You can't take no foolishness nowhere on this planet and think people are going to accept you. I understand that we have to be able to do some things, but what we need to do is continue to focus on ourselves, right? And that's what this show is all about, developing and building the tools, individual, family, and community to better ourselves. You need to have an economic platform and economic development. You got to get your money right. So we're going to talk about that as we go forward. And then it's the A. I'm spelling peace just in case you don't know, because that's what we need within ourselves and within our households and within our families and within our communities. We do. The A is athletics. I'm going down the list, and some of y'all going to be mad with me. But guess what? It's the truth. Be mad with the truth. You need to have an athletic agenda that's mental, physical, emotional, right? You got to take care of your mental health. You got to take care of your mind. You got to take care of your body. You got to do the things to keep your temple in order. Sorry, you just do. You got to work out. Do you have a fitness plan? Have you walked today? What are you eating? What are you putting in your body? Are you gobbling down a whole lot of snacks and treats and sucking up a whole lot of soda, right? And then when you figure out that your high blood pressure is up, right? Or you figure out now that you got some kind of disease that you got to work through, all you have to do is look back at the diet. Are you meditating? Are you relaxing? Are you stress-free? You need these things. I'm just telling you. You just do. And if somebody's out there right now saying, Marvin Brown, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, guess what? You figure it out. Because I guarantee you that most people that you know that are people of color, that are African-American, are on some type of medication or have some type of disease. Look around your family and see. I guarantee you. And they tell us, right, that it runs in the family. It runs in the family because all of us are predisposed to the stress in the community, in the culture, in the society. Right? It's in your genetics, but you can do something about it. You have to have an agenda that works for you. That's right. Turn it off if you don't want to hear it. Turn it right off right now if you don't want to hear what you need to hear. And that's what we need to do. We got to be honest with ourselves about where we're coming from and who we are. We have health issues. We have physical health. We have mental health, we have emotional health issues that we do just have to simply face and work through. We just do. And that work belongs to you and you alone. Each individual has to do the work on themselves. I'm moving on. C is culture. We have to have relevant cultural programs that help us enhance and strengthen ourselves. It's, again, it's the pathway. It tells us how we're going to perform ethically, right? It tells us how we should engage each other. Right? And how to feel good about ourselves. Again, I always say you want your kids to be walking this planet chin up. Not cocky, arrogant, but very proud of who they are and confident in who they are. You just do. You just do. We just do. I mean, it's a simple truth. Right? But how often do we focus on how we function? Right? Because we could speak to the dysfunction. But how about improving ourselves? And again, that's what we're going to talk about today. And lastly, this is what this show is all about. It's a comprehensive education, educating ourselves on what we need to do to get right, to get in for the future. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Am I right, Stan?
Man, Stan, the deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, man, we got the deck.
I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing.
Okay, so Stan is right, right? We got to stop trying to get in to fit in. You just got to know who you are, and you got to work within that framework, right? That's where culture comes in, right? If you're taking care of your mind, your health, and your body, you got these things, you can function. And that's what we're talking about, functioning. How do we rebuild ourselves? And how do we give ourselves the tools that we need to be successful, that we can get our kids off and get the next generation going?
But we must unify.
Stan, tell us.
Let's not sabotage ourselves. We should not look as to what we can't do. We can do all things. We can. We can do it. And so we got to quit trying to mimic other races and be who we are, original
got that right.
Kings and queens, and make a difference.
I like that.
Right here on earth.
You said it right, Brother Stan. You said it exactly right. When are we going to stop doing the self-sabotage? I mean, really. When are we going to really start to look at ourselves and say, let's do a collaborative effort with ourselves in our community, that we're doing the work of bettering ourselves? That's what we need. And whether you're able to embrace that or not, I'm sorry. All I could do is put it out there. All I could do is say, this is what we need as people of color, looking at the range and scope of our history and the things that we've gone through to bring us to this point. Can we continue to do the work of working on ourselves, to develop the tools and build those individuals and families? I'm going to go over to Brother George for the Willie Lynch Kwanzaa moment. Brother George, bringing you in right. Oh, yeah. See that? Bring it. Brother George, I know Brother George liked this show. Brother George, how you doing, sir?
Yes, I'm doing fine, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Welcome to the show. What you got for us today?
Well, thank you. Well, the first thing I'd like to do is thank you for continuing to honor our brother Stan, you know, and keep his presence among us. Now,
thank you, brother.
Today's Kwanzaa principle is going to be Imani, faith, to believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, in the righteousness and victory of our struggle.
I like
and
that.
I think that's very good for the times. You know, Brother Marlana Karenga, he did a great job of putting that together. And it's coming to use for us. Today, really this segment is going to come out of a book called The Isis Papers, The Keys to the Colors by Dr. Francis Cress Wilson. And in terms of the color confrontation thesis, this inability is seen as the apparent psychological discomfort experienced by whites in situations where, in confronting their neighbors of color, they must face their color inadequacy daily. Also, the myth of white supremacy is exploited in the presence of equitable social and economic opportunity. The white personality in the presence of color can be stabilized only by keeping blacks and other non-whites in obviously inferior positions. The situation of mass proximity to blacks is intolerable to whites because blacks are inherently more than equal. People of color always will have something highly visible that whites never can have or produce, the genetic factor of color. Always in the presence of color, whites will feel genetically inferior. Now, I chose that today because I feel like that we're getting to the point where we need to start understanding that we're going to have to do for ourselves, we're going to have to build for ourselves, and as long as we stay in the presence of whites looking for job opportunities and things of this nature, we're going to continue to face that same thing. You know, that color inadequacy, that they see you as competition that they can't really compete with, and so it's always going to be like a position of keeping you in humiliated situations. In other words, like not giving you what you've actually earned or giving it to someone else to keep diversity amongst you, you know. And so it's coming, you know, the time is coming where we have to begin to really build. We have to begin to really support one another. And I think that's vitally important today. So I have my segment, and I appreciate the time, Brother Marvin.
Thank you, Brother George. Thank you. And see, here's the thing, right? It's about education. And so Brother George is coming to you, giving you knowledge and information. You can go back and do the research, right? All we're saying is educate yourself, develop yourself, work on yourself. We're giving you some tools. If you just listen to this show and just go back and take some of the nuggets in and share them with your friend, that's all I'm asking. If you can improve yourself, that's it. So today we're going to talk about that Kwanzaa principle of Imani, which is faith. That's a profound belief in and a commitment to all the values that we have in terms of what we need. That's family and community, and a good, strong culture, our people. And we have to work these principles. We just do. It's the only way that things are going to work for us. We have to continue to understand how important that we have to walk in this faith, right? That faith is so valuable to us because once we continue to believe in ourselves and get that unity going, ain't nothing. I said it, ain't nothing going to stop us from unifying and coming together because that's what we need. We need unity. All right, I'm going to the lines now. It's my favorite time. It's the People's Show. We're starting off with 9282. You know how we do. 9282, bring it. Oh, yeah. I be trying to tell y'all, we ain't going nowhere. 9282.
Yes, sir, my brother. Assalamu alaikum.
May peace be unto you, my brother. How are you today?
Yes, sir. I'm fine, brother. What about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm
good.
Really inspired, right? And I'll tell you why. Because the only thing that I'm seeing in front of me is the rebuilding and the resurrection and the renaissance of our people. That's what I see. I see it coming. I see it coming. And Brother George touched on it. What you got, brother?
Brother, I'm going to follow in that vein, you know, because I've been saying it for a while, and we've been saying it for a while. I'm going to talk about the one, because in moving forward, we've got to discover the one. We've got to discover the God in us. And I'm going to share with you today the what I call the characteristics or qualities of the one. I've got 10 of them.
Okay.
I'm just going to run down the list, and then we'll talk about one. Well, number one, the one is honest with him or herself. The one, number two, the one loves himself, herself. Three, the one loves his people. Four, the one believes in himself. Five, the one believes in his people even if they don't believe in themselves. The one always stands for what he knows is right, even if he has to stand alone. The one loves for his brother what he loves for himself. The one is a great communicator, and he knows how to listen. The one is not afraid to die for what is right. And number 10, the one would rather serve in heaven than to rule in hell. The one. We have to be the one. Now, starting at the beginning, the one is honest with him or herself. We must be honest with ourselves. We must be, okay? We cannot move forward if we're not honest with ourselves. We can't keep bullshitting ourselves. Okay?
Oh, yeah, yes, Mama.
We can't, okay? Now, what I mean, when we look at or analyze the things we've been taught over the years, which we must do, we must question the things we've been taught over the years that we've committed
true.
Our lives to, but we haven't proved whether they are true or not. You know, we must analyze the things, looking for the truth. As the Bible says, prove all things. It doesn't say believe in all things. It says prove all things. We got to prove things that we're committing our lives to. Okay, it's like when you're a little child, you believe in Santa Claus. You can't tell me that is not true when I'm a little child, that there's no such thing as Santa Claus. But as you age, you begin to notice things, see things, you begin to analyze things and be like, hold on. You know, is that mama and dad? You know, what's going
on? Good point there.
You know, because, you know, I was in the projects growing up, and, you know, Santa Claus come down the chimney. Well, I wake up and say, well, wait a minute. Damn it, we don't have a chimney.
That's
he
true.
Can't come through these can't come through these radiators. You know, then maybe he parks his sled up on the roof in the project, and he leaves packages outside every door. You know what I mean? Maybe Santa works like that. Well, if he does, I hope my mom and daddy stay up at night to wait for him to come, because you can't leave stuff outside the door in the projects overnight now. And expect for it to be there in the morning. You know. So we
that's
have to understand and analyze. Yes, sir. So if it's not real or if it's true, then that lets you have to ask yourself a question, then what am I going to do about it? If the things I've been taught all my life, if I start to find that they're not real, then it becomes, and I'm being honest with myself, then I have to take some action. What am I going to do about it? All this thing, all my life I've been leaving this. Now I discover it's not true. What am I going to do about it? I got to admit it. I got to admit it's not true if I have to. Now, you got choices at that point. You can change it, or you continue to say, okay, I know it's not true, but damn it, I believe, I've been believing in it all these years. I'm just going to keep on acting like it's true. Yes, I'm a fool. I've been a fool. I'm going to continue to be a fool because I don't want to change and take the action that I know I need to take. So I'm going to admit to myself, yes, I'm a fool. I know it, and I'm going to continue to be like. That's your choice. But be honest with yourself. You know, we have to. So we're finding out that when we start to analyze things that we've been taught all our lives, and we got to go back to day one to the basics when we start learning. We've got to look at everything in our lives because it's all contributing or has some contribution to us in our communities, in our culture, in our in how we think about each other, how we feel about it. All those
That's
things
true.
That we've been taught over the years, we've got to look at. And then when we find out that it's wrong, we've got to admit it and then say, okay, what am I now going to do about it? That's the first thing we must do as the one. We have to, okay? And then from there, we go on to, like you said, love myself. The one has to love himself, okay? Has to. When you miss, because I think when we start looking at number one and being honest with ourselves, one of the things we have to be honest with ourselves and admit to ourselves is that we hate ourselves. As a people, we hate each other. We hate ourselves. And that was a product or a goal, if you will, of slavery to install self-hatred in the Negro. Okay? So we hate ourselves. That's why we came out of slavery. Oh, my God, we came up with the perm, with the Jerry curl, with the process, straighten that hair. They created blue contact lens so the nigga could put blue contact lens in his eyes, blue contact lens in his eyes, you know? And we love the light-skinned nigga more than dark-skinned nigga. Nobody wants to be black.
My goodness.
You
All right, I'm
going
to have to cut you right there,
there,
brother. I'll have to, I'm coming back to you. You get to number two.
Sir.
I'm coming back to you for three and a little bit more on one
yes,
and two.
Sir.
Thank you, brother.
All right, brother.
Man,
thank you.
I went to the blue contacts on you. Oh, see, our people, right, we got to love ourselves, right? Because ultimately what it is that we had to adapt, right? We're creative people. That's just the truth. Nothing wrong with that. Right? But again, we're in an adaptive state. We just are. We have to adjust and adapt to what's going on in this culture, in this society. So you're going to get a hodgepodge of everything. But I want to go back to a good point that Brother made, and I want you to think about this week and today and later on. How can I begin to become honest with myself about what I need to work on and change and who I am and how I've been altered? How I've been changed, how I've been modified in my human state. Listen to me now. In my human state, what adjustments have I made in my attitude, in my disposition, in my ways? Am I afraid of my brothers and my sisters, right? And even how we talk to each other, right? How we treat each other. I'm going to a clip, and then I'm going back. And when I come back, I'm coming back to 9266. 9266. Be ready when I come back.
We're going to talk about solutions and practical action steps everybody can take to help raise your family's net worth, to put money in your pocket and find another way out of the ghetto. We're going from hood to hood, ghetto to ghetto, all around the country, just empowering, pouring into, and loving our people.
There ain't nothing out here we can't do. No excuses, just results. That's why I'm here in the corner.
Malcolm said that we suffer from social degradation, we degrade ourselves. And we're constantly degraded, but most importantly, we participate in our own degradation, our own degrading. So part of the solution that we live by is simply standing on this. Black love. But love is an action word. So how do we live out that action? So one way is how we treat and how we greet, how we respect one another. We live this. Even in heated debates, even in confrontation, I'm still, one thing we were at a dinner in New York. We were talking to a guy sitting next to us, a Jewish guy. He said, you know what our community believes in? He said, we believe in always seek the highest and best for your brother. always seek the highest and best for your neighbor, is what he said, actually. Except for your neighbor. He said, everybody's not our neighbor. He said, I don't got to love everybody. That's what the guy told me. He was an arms dealer out of New York. He sold weapons. We have Philippe Giles. We have a dinner. He said, in our Torah, it teaches us to always seek the highest and best for our neighbor, but to choose our neighbor wisely. He said, everybody's not our neighbor. But I think we got to adopt the same mentality as a community. Always seek the highest and best for your brother and sister. Always seek the highest and best. And choose them wisely. So one thing that we do, that you probably guys, you hear from me, you hear from my team, is that to simply elevate each other. Because, yo, we've been traumatized like a mug. And we celebrate our degradation. We celebrate talking in a slave master's language. Like, that's cool to us.
We made it cool. We made it acceptable.
So one thing that we do to reverse it, to stop our degradation, is simple as this. In our greeting, our women, we refer to as queens as a way to elevate them. I don't care about, oh, she's not a queen, she a thot. Oh, she this, she that. Oh, she dancing on a pole. Man, listen. How is she ever going to elevate past where she's at if you don't pour life into her? Our kings always...
I'm going to stop right there. There's nothing we can't do. Nothing at all. There's nothing we can't do together. Just period. Nothing we can't do. I want y'all to get this today. There's nothing we can't do. But again, it's the social degradation. The solution, again, is black love. Like the brother talked about, is being honest with yourself and then loving yourself. Right, we have to be the solution, and we have to take action within ourselves first, and then let that action radiate out into your people, to your family. Right, how we treat each other, how we talk to each other, and again, it's seeking the highest and the best in ourselves, in our brothers and our sisters. And how come we can't call each other kings and queens, princesses and princes, right, and brothers and sisters, and not nigga? I said nigga. Right? Ain't nothing wrong with that. I know we to normalize the word so we can make ourselves feel good about it. I know this. But how about stepping up our game now to become, like Stan said, go back to the original king and queen status. That's all I'm talking about today. We're talking about self-love. We're talking about developing the tools and building individual family and community. I'm going over to 9266. 9266, I'm getting ready to bring you in, right? Welcome to the Empowerment Network. It's 365 days of motivation, personal power. Oh, yeah.
Bring it.
Uh-huh. 9266, what's happening?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey. Uh-huh.
Hey. Hey, good afternoon. Listening to what Mr. Chambers was saying and how we need to love ourselves. And I remember one of my cousins, when he was growing up, his mother used to say, you think too highly of yourself. And so we were taught to not think too highly of ourselves. And what we should have done was thought very highly of ourselves. We could think highly of ourselves and still be humble.
You got that right.
We can look at ourselves and see that we're still worthy. We're worthy of love. We're worthy of giving love. And we're worthy of opportunity. We're worthy of everything. And so, you know, a lot of us, when we were brought up, and I know it was a slave mentality, but when we were brought up to be afraid of everything because we always felt like we weren't worthy. And, It's just a sad state, and that was our own people doing that to us, our own families, our own people. It wasn't the white man or the proverbial white man, which the white man did that and bring that in our brains, but we did that to each other, and a lot of us didn't realize that that's what we were doing. We raised a whole race or generation of insecure people.
True. That is beautifully true. Anything else you want to share, sister?
No, I think that's it right now.
I think you're right. That's beautifully true. Thank you very much, sister. I appreciate that. She's right. How much, how often, or how long or we continue to allow fear to get in the way of who we're going to become. Because that's what it is. And our conditioning. Again, as we continue to talk about Willie Lynch, and we do it every week, it is the conditionings that we have to break through to get back to loving ourselves. And it's only us that continue the process of learning how to re-love ourselves. Again, number two, and knowing and being the, or becoming the one, is to love yourself. But you got to be honest with yourself about how you feel about you. And where you learn to love you from, or like you from, or dislike you from, or to hate yourself even from. Again, the key to building and developing ourselves, our individuals, and our community is self-love. That's loving yourself. I'm going over to 9116. 9116. Thank you, sister. 9116. Here we go.
Bring it. What?
What? 9116. What you got?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Hey. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
First, I just want to start with understanding the power of words.
That's all right. Take your time, brother.
You know, the way of thinking like curse words, like the F-bomb and all that kind of thing, I don't feel like those are curses, right? I just feel like those are adult words that express emotion.
Mm.
But to continue to say... excuse me.
You good. Take your time.
We hate each other, you know. Not coming at anybody, but those ways of thinking, I did. You know, we did through the process. But there's a wave going on, like, with pros. And, you know, there's a lot of love going on, so we got to jump on that wave and not continue to say things like we hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue to see things like, the elders, when the youth get together, oh, they just go shoot that club, you know, things like that. And Richmond is, you know, the power words collective to a lot. So, you know, just not putting that kind of curse on our people. And like that clip you said, speaking power into our people is very important to our brothers and not continue to speak out. And I also want to share a quick story on how we turn kind of like nose blind to where we are. Like we've been in this society so long, we kind of nose blind, if you want to say. We kind of blind to our ways of trying to be like another culture that's not our own. So a friend of mine, I was visiting him, and I was cutting his hair. He was so worried about his grass, you know, all this heat we've been having and stuff. So he was watering his grass. He was so adamant about getting his grass watered, mad. So I started kind of joking with him, kind of playing the dungeons on him and stuff. And, you know, I was messing with him about all this water he was putting towards his grass. I said, man, all this heat, we kind of in a drought, and it's about to rain tomorrow, and you worrying about watering your grass. I said, this is the kind of stuff we worried about? You know, like, kind of adopting the ways of others instead of adopting the ways of the universe and our way, you know. He kind of got upset.
I like that.
I backed up off of him because I thought he got upset. But I was thinking with him about, you know, our party. Why are you so... There's so many other things you can be supporting. You know, he put thousands of dollars kind of thing. And nothing,
right.
Nothing wrong.
You're breaking
with that.
Up a little bit there, brother.
Saying, yeah, not judging them, but I was just saying, like, as far as prioritizing, we can be doing five people, you know, the nose blind in that way.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate you. I'm gonna swing back around to you before the call ends. But thank you so much for your comment. And again, this show would not be a show without y'all, without the listeners. Right? So continue to share this show with our people, with our community, because it's all about African-American empowerment, and we need it so much. The brother is exactly right, right? We have to understand the power of words. What, again, is going to be your focus as we continue to move forward today, tomorrow, next week. What's your focus? What's your central focus on improving yourself or your family, right, or your children? We have to be able to prepare. Again, it's preparation. It's preparing our young people for the future, preparing our families and ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually for the future. That's what we have to do now. But the work begins today. And that, again, goes back to wanting to be the one. And that's got to be honest with ourselves about who we are and what we've been through. Now, it's not a shame. It's not a shame that we descended from our ancestry being of American slavery. There's nothing wrong with that. Because all you got to do is look around every city and town and see what your ancestors did and look at the economy. The greatest country in the world was built on the back of yours, yours and yours alone. How about that? I would feel proud to say, and I do, that I'm a descendant of people who are extremely great, extremely gifted, and extremely talented. And I'm happy about that. Why don't you be happy with me? I'm going over to 0673. If you with me, I'm ready to roll. It's your turn. I'm bringing it now. What you going to bring? Come on, bring it. 0673.
Hey, bro, Kevlar. Yeah, hold up, Mr. Kevlar again.
Hey, brother Kevlar, how you doing today?
Yeah, today's topic made me think about something, a book Akbar wrote. And I vaguely remember the context in the book, but it was called Community of Self.
Okay.
So it was not just talking about the outer experience, but also inner experience. And what I do know is that when you're in school, they tell you got five senses. We actually have about 10 senses, so that's part of this education. The five they gave you in school connects you with the outer world. Smelling, hear, taste, touch, sight. But we come short-sighted in those senses because smell, for example, you see some chillness. The average person will tell you it don't pass the smell test.
Mm.
But we eat it anyway. We eat it anyway. So we got five senses that connect with our world, outside world we ignore. But we also got another five and maybe more on the inside. Hunger, thirst, fatigue, pain, cold. What happens if we don't have those senses? If we don't have those senses, and it's 15 degrees outside, and we don't have those senses, we won't wear the proper clothes. We'll go outside.
True.
We'll freeze to death because we didn't have those regulatory things in our body that let us know the temperature outside. So these are things that are part of us, right? Pain is also one of our senses. Pain can be taken two ways, though. You can have physical pain, and you can have the pain that you get for suffering, for not having what everyone else has. But I won't be long, but something else I talked about was instincts. He said instincts are our drivers. When we were growing up, my parents would say, don't go on the other side of that track. You know what I mean? And it was no hatred for no other group of people, but they had historical analysis what has happened to us as a people, and we might not have made it back home. All right. Some of us don't have the instinct now. They think that with the election of a black president that we won't have enemies out there, and we won't have the instinct to let us know when we come to something that's going to harm us and when we come to something that's going to do to our detriment. All right. Now, another part of instinct, he said, they are your drivers. Anything they know about your computer, you have certain drivers. Sometimes your computer is slow. And you see a message that your drivers have to be updated. Well, somehow our drivers have been affected, damaged, so to speak.
Come on, brother.
Through our education system, like you said earlier. If you focus on drivers that says we were slaves and that's all we was, that ever we was, well, right, you need to update your drivers to talk about our accomplishments and what we have done as a people. You and I know, and many of us on this phone, when we was growing up, we were told, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. And when I work with young folks, and not only young folks, but adults, when I wake up in the morning, I'm a compliment more then I criticize. Listen to me carefully. I'm a compliment Brother Marvin more than I criticize. But growing up, we had more criticism than we had compliment. You can't do this.
That's true.
You can't do that. The white man eyes better than the black man eyes. I don't want a black man build my home. I don't want a black man doing anything for me but cut my hair, fried chicken or whatever, you know. So our drivers have been damaged, and they have to be updated. And they had to be updated with things you mentioned earlier, Marvin, about we were the architects. The Washington Monument came from us. The Lincoln Memorial came from us. Oh, they'll change the name, put new names on it. But if you know your history, then you know that we came from a greatness. So we have to have an update on our drivers, just like you do on your computers. But we had to learn ourselves, not only outside, but inner side. Matter of fact, it's our inner self that's going to help us move correctly in our outer self. People feel pain, and they don't do anything about it. They just say it's there. And a lot of times, somebody will tell you you were sick long before the doctor told you you were sick. The doctor diagnosed a symptom. He diagnosed a symptom, and he wasn't ready to tell you what you had, diabetes or whatever, right, until he saw that symptom. But if you had understood the community of self and knew what was going on within your inner senses, you had signs all along, but you did nothing about it. So that's my part to contribute today. I'm going to let someone else speak.
All right, brother. I kept listening. Thank you so much,
sir. The rest of the program. All right.
All right. Thank you. Man, that's pretty good. Brother say you need to update your drivers, right? What's on your hard drive, right? What's going to play automatically in you? Just going to play. It's going to trigger. You know it's going to trigger you. You know something's going to trigger you. You got to be able to look at what's on your hard drive and update your drivers. I like that. Also, it's education, right? A part of the concept is education. And the brother said, The Community of Self by Dr. Naeem Akbar. Beautiful book. He's exactly right. Thank you for bringing that in. And again, it's about education. That's what Brother George is doing, and Brother Kebelin coming along, piggybacking off of that with the education piece, because we got to grow each other. And that's what this show is all about. It's about African-American empowerment. Right? We can talk about the bad things. We can talk about the good things. We can talk about everything in between. Again, this is the people show. And guess what? We can't do it without you. I'm going over to 1683. If you're talking, it's time. 1683 is your turn. If you're talking, you on live. 1683 going one. Here we go.
Bring it.
Come on.
What?
All right. 1683,
yes,
what you got?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother. Following up what the previous brother was talking about, update your driver. Update your mind.
All right.
You know, that's what it is. Your mind, the inner you. It's, as we say sometimes, the spiritual you. It's the mind. Get your mind
straight.
That's true. Okay? And but the continuing with that one characteristic, number three is somewhat redundant. Because number two says the one loves himself or herself. Number three says he loves his people. That's number three, love your people. But if you love yourself, and if you truly understand the meaning of self, you're going to love your people. Because one of the definitions of the word self in the dictionary is people are the same color. You know?
That's
so
good.
When I love me, I'm going to love you because we one. See what I'm saying? We are one. And when we all get to the point where we become individually one, then collectively we become one. We will be the one. We will be the one. We will be the sun. We will be the chosen one. We will be the one. Life is not about me. It's about us. Us. We. One. It's just one. It's just one. As I say, it's just one God. It's just one of us. We the one. That's what we got to strive for. And go back again. Get your drivers in order. Get your mind straight. Because slavery destroyed the mind.
True.
It destroyed our greatness. It destroyed all knowledge of ourself. And as Brother Dan talked about, that knowledge about the God. The God, and what Sister mentioned earlier, that we've been our parents used to teach us negative things because they have been taught negative things. You know,
true.
To me, to tell your child that he can't be God is negative.
Mm.
You know, how you going to teach me that God is my daddy, but yet I can't be him and I can't be like him and he's not like me, but yet he my dad. No, his greatness is in me. How many men want to see their sons grow up to be like them, look like them, mm. a reflection of them, and even be greater than them? That's the daddy. And I put my greatness in you, my son, my daughter, my children. The one. Be the one. And we have to be honest with ourselves. Start off, we have to be honest with ourselves. To me, it's not bad to analyze your situation. And in analyzing your situation, if I have to tell you, I have to tell myself, you know, we hate each other. Well, is that a hard word? Is it the truth? That's the question. We can't run from the truth. We've got to be able to look it in the mirror, look it in the face and say, the truth is, yes, brothers and sisters, we hate ourselves. Now, what are we going to do about it?
I like that.
Now, what are we going to do about it? We can change it. We can change it because we want love for your brother, what you love for yourself. You know, that's what we got to do.
I
live for this day that we truly come together as a people. Because if we truly come together as a people and become one together, oh, man. It'll be nothing we can't do, nothing we won't need. You know, we ain't got to be running around looking for no jobs, starting no businesses. Come one together, man, that'll be heaven. When we come together as a people, that'll be heaven.
That's right. All right, brother.
You know?
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir,
for
brother.
One, two, and three, come back
Thank
next
you.
Week. And
yes,
if I got more time, I'll come back to you. I appreciate it,
yes,
brother.
Sir, brother.
Right? Again,
yes,
it's about peace, brother. It's about loving your people, loving yourself. All we have to do is do the work, right? We know what we've been through. But it's time now to make a change. It's a new season, right? And again, I think the work just has to be done within ourselves. That's the beginning work, right? It's that self-love. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about developing the tools of building individual families and communities. We're talking about African-American individuals, African-American families, and African-American communities where we can unify and coalesce and live together. And although we've been through a lot, it shows our character and our integrity. Now, we got some work to do. Okay, that's good. But we can get the work done. I'm going over to 8128, you on the line. It's your turn. I would need you to bring it. Come on.
Bring it. What?
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm. I like this show, y'all. 8128.
How you doing, my
it's
brother?
It's your turn. I'm doing well.
All
How
right.
about yourself?
No. Oh, I'm doing great, brother. I'm loving this conversation that we're having. You know, I always love the conversations we have because it's an expansion of our thinking and it's consideration of really sometimes how much we automatically limit ourselves without even realizing it because we are thinking according to, I think one of the other callers said, what we were told, how we were trained.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else's cultural beliefs about us being
true.
What we use to describe ourselves, which is, I mean, when you just think about it, you know, how can somebody else describe who I am? Okay. How can somebody else set limitations on me? Right. And I use that not to go further or not for me to explore the endless possibilities that I naturally have in my own mind about who I am, what I can do, because like one of the callers said, we can do anything.
Mm.
The fact is that we have, and I've said this before, our scholars have totally, okay, disproven every single myth they have made about us. Not one is true. Not one has this other people, this Eurocentric belief system. They can't even determine our abilities because they're trying to compare us against them. Okay? We are not comparable to anybody but ourselves. You must believe that you have are defined by your ability, by your unlimited potential, not by anybody else's determination. We must rethink ourselves according to ourselves. In order to do that, you must question every single thing that you have been raised to believe according to someone else's sin. You did not say that about yourself. Someone else did. Okay? Now, what do you say about yourself? Okay? Is what the question is. You know, and it just brings me to, you know, the fact that, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to reach this love of yourself through various different directions and perspectives, right? Like I said, our scholars, if you read about the stuff that our scholars have shown us about how unified we are as a people, how strong we are when we unify, okay? I was listening to a conversation on a radio station, I mean on a radio show about, they were talking about the brother's book, Dr. Claude Anderson's Power of Knowledge, right? Right? How much every one of us should read that book. In this society, economic power is what will get us out of every situation that we're in concerning our economic standing. If we were to concentrate on building wealth as a unified group, nobody could touch it. Okay? If we can reverse that process, okay? They were talking about Jay-Z and Will Smith talking about a company that they invested in called Landis, where if you qualify, they will buy houses for you. They will buy your house. They will rent it to you and take part of your rent towards a down payment. After 2 years, right, they will help you to buy that house, the house that they bought for you. It was for you they bought it, and it's for you to put money into the down payment through the rent, right? I mean, you already paying $1,500, $2,000, whatever it is you paying for your rent, going towards you buying your house, guaranteed, if you continue to make these payments. And of course, there's other probably little things in it, but they were talking about how somebody was criticizing that. What is your other solution? What are you saying? And they had none. They had none. But they were criticizing the fact that we were being offered something like this. Our economic position and closing the wealth gap can never happen until we own, not rent, and how our colleges are making us, are educating us to become employees, not to become entrepreneurs, not to become leaders, not to become independently wealthy. They're teaching us how to work for this Eurocentric society and becoming an employee for them. Our first priority should be self-owning, self-leadership, self-aggrandizement. You know what I'm saying? Things that are going to enhance us. Okay? So I'm saying that to say that, you know, sometimes that love of yourself has to come through you loving what you're reading that we have put together and what you understand about us. Well, yeah, I can love myself because I see that this better is saying. I see that they're saying. You know, sometimes I'm saying, you know, I'm not limiting the direction that you come to this self-love. You can come through it through other people, okay? We can come through it through this talk show. This talk show is giving us ideas. It's enhancing. I know it motivates me every time I hear it, you know, to look deeper, to look further, to, you know, to expand and to let go of and say, yeah, you know, that's true. This is true. Let me investigate this. The thing is that self-love is something that we must have. We must achieve. This unification, rather than you're saying what we can't do, what we can do, rather than criticizing what someone else is saying. Let's investigate. Let's not throw it out of hand. Let's not go along with somebody else said. Let's determine it for ourselves.
I like
based
that.
Based on a true analysis of ourselves, of the situation, of what is good for us. Okay? And we do have the tools. We just need to use them. We need to use what we have and what our scholars have done to show us who we really are and take it from there. Okay?
I like that.
We must come together. Okay? And the brother's right. We are one. Okay? We are nothing without each other. So we must overcome anything that someone else has told us and what others have put as limitations on us. Because there are no limitations. There are
that
none.
That is okay? So true.
At all. Okay?
That's true. Thank you, brother.
That's it.
I appreciate that. Great job. Man. I love this show. I love y'all. I'm tell you why. Because you bring it every week, right? So we're talking about building, right? We're talking about rebuilding. We're talking about what we're really talking about here is a renaissance. It's the African-American renaissance. It's the African-American revival. It's the revitalization. It's the renewal. It's the resurrection. It's the reawakening. It's the reemergence. It's the reappearance of our people. The rejuvenation of our people, the regeneration of our spirit, and the rebirth of our community and our humanity. That's Renaissance. That's what we're doing. This is African-American Renaissance and empowerment. It is us working on ourselves. It's doing the work of loving ourselves. But we have to do that work. We have to do it. And the only way to do that is continue to look at yourself and try to be the one. It is all about self-actualization, but it's through preparation, because you just can't throw no money at us and expect if we don't know how to manage it that we're going to be able to work it. We're not, right? So we need the tools. We need the economic development, but we also need the economic education to go along with it. That's why education is so important. And we have to be able to prepare ourselves to take the next steps, right? The economic steps, right? The political steps and everything in between that will empower us to strive and live in that black unity that we talked about. But like Brother George said, we need faith. We need lots of faith in each other and in ourselves, right? Like the Brother Akebulan said, we have to update our drivers and redefine ourselves and begin to think for ourselves because of the conditioning. So we have to be able to question everything. Everything you got to question, because you want to get back to your authentic humanity, your authentic humanity, right? Understand the power that you have within you. Understand the power of love. Understand the power of your words and begin to take action. Find solutions and not try to break and tear everything and everybody down. Because there's nothing we can't do if we continue to work together. The brother gave us tools today of becoming the one. Let's practice and work on becoming the one, being the kings and queens that we know we were born to be. This is our time. All I'm asking you to do is do the work of listen, look, and then feel, like the brother said, the senses of what it is to be just a human being. Not somebody that's been indoctrinated to hate themselves, but what it's really like to be a human being walking and living on this planet. And I'm going to leave you with this. It is all about, like this conversation has been today, which has been a beautiful conversation, so thank you for calling. Share this with somebody, because we're talking about loving ourselves. We're talking about how to get to change and how to take action, how to evaluate and reevaluate ourselves and become honest with ourselves, become the best people that we can be. Again, it's an African-American renaissance and rebirth, and it only happens through the actions that we take, through education and through expanding our minds and our hearts to love each other. And we can do it. We can do it. You can do it. I can do it. And we can do it together. This has been the Empowerment Hour. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. Go out this week and do something good. Tell somebody you love them. Respect yourself. Become the best person that you can be. And do all you can to make our race and our family the best that we can be. And whatever you do, understand that there's no greater love than yourself.